The Cabinet has approved a revised climate action bill today, which includes specific targets on reducing carbon emissions. The framework of the bill includes specific emissions reductions targets, which make it stronger than the original draft, and commits to both pursue and achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. Speaking on his way into Cabinet this morning, Environment Minister Eamon Ryan said the bill will see the country changing for the better.
A lot of good work was done by the Oireachtas Committee. They've come back with a whole series of ways they think it could be strengthened. I think we've taken most of those on board. And really it does, it charts a course to where we get rid of pollution, the climate pollution currently happening. Take 30 years. First 10 years we aim to halve it. And that's a huge change, but it's a change for the better. So all going well, we'll have that bill back to the Dáil in law and then really see the country changing on the back of it for the better.
Environment and Green Party leader Eamon Ryan. Let's talk now to the chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Marie Donnelly. Very good afternoon to you. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon. So news coming through this lunchtime that Cabinet approval has been given to this bill. Marie Donnelly, is it a plan that can deliver zero emissions by 2050?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a very important and excellent step that the Cabinet has approved the text now. And I think achieving climate neutrality by 2050 is indeed the right objective. It means that we have to be ensure that we don't have more emissions than we are able to put into the sink. And that's really what we want to achieve by 2050. But I think a second very important element in the bill is the numbers for 2030. A 50% reduction from where we are at 2018. It's a big step. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a challenge to do it, but we'll put it on the right path.
We're going to have these 5-yearly carbon budgets beginning, I think, this year to move towards that initial target to 51%, as you say, by 2030. But how will ministers and their officials be held to account in terms of delivering on these targets in areas like agriculture, housing, transport, aviation?
So we will start with the 5-year budgets this year. Indeed, the first budget is from 2021 until 2025. So we are already in the budget period. We will come out with the budget as soon as the legislation is finalised by the Oireachtas. That will set a limit to how many emissions we can give during the next 5 years, i.e. from 2021 to 2025. And then the second budget will kick in after that. That's an overall limit for the whole of the economy. Of course, then it needs to be broken down by sectors because, you know, the different sectors have a different weighting in terms of their emissions. So if I take, for example, you know, the transport sector emits about 15 million tonnes of CO2 equivalent a year. So that sector, if it's to reduce and reach its target, means it has to reduce by about 50% between now and 2030. Mm-hmm. And it will be the same for the other sectors, looking at building, looking at heat, looking at electricity, our power system, and also looking at agriculture. So all of the sectors will be involved in this process. They will all have their roadmaps itemized against a timeline to deliver the emission reductions.
And in relation to agriculture, are there any suggestions of some special dispensation? Because it's been reported by the Farmers Journal today that there will be recognition of what it terms the distinct characteristics of biogenetic methane. Now, I think that's something that's disputed by climate scientists. What's your view?
So, firstly, it is important to point out that our emission profile in Ireland is quite different to the emission profile of our other member states in the European Union, because agriculture is about 33% of our emissions, much of which does come from methane, which comes from the animals that we have. So it is true to say that we are in a different situation here in Ireland to the rest of the EU. It's also true to say that methane is a different gas to carbon dioxide, and it has a different profile. So that is an issue that we will take into account in terms of doing the carbon budgets and setting the roadmap in place. The fact that we are slightly different to the other European countries, and also that the methane gas itself has different characteristics to carbon dioxide.
Another aspect of this is the just transition, as it's called, helping those whose livelihoods, whose way of life is affected by these changes, perhaps in very profound ways. What might we expect to see there?
This is a change, that's certainly true, but there are huge opportunities in this change. And the most important thing, I believe, is that we ensure that people can grasp the new job opportunities that we're going to have out of making these changes. We will see huge developments, for example, in how we construct our buildings, how we heat our homes, how we manage our transport. But this will require new skills, and it will present new opportunities, both for young people, but also for people like myself who are perhaps a bit older. The adaptation to the new opportunities will present the opportunities. Having said that, of course, we do need to protect the vulnerable. We have to ensure that nobody is left behind in this journey, and that will be an intrinsic part of the work as well.
Just a final question about the council you head up, the Climate Advisory Council. It's to be expanded as a result of what's provided for on the bill, as I understand it. What role will it play, and what expertise will you need? Will you have that expertise?
So the council itself is going to be enlarged and will have a multidisciplinary membership. And I think that's really useful because it's important to bring, you know, the diverse range of issues to the table and have them fully debated in terms, for example, of bringing forward the carbon budgets. But of course, the council will not work in isolation of the rest of the country. We will communicate, liaise and work very closely with government departments, with academia, with climate scientists that we have in the country. This is ultimately going to be a partnership in moving forward, and we will use the best expertise that we have in Ireland, and indeed on occasions we will draw on expertise abroad as well.
Oh, very good. Marie Donnelly, Chair of the Climate Advisory Council, thank you very much for talking to us.